historically, there has not been much trade, commerce, or any real linkage between Nigeria and Malawi because of the distances involved and the logistical nightmare in trying to get goods across between the two countries. However, that is not to say that Nigeria would not be in a position to be big brother to Malawi, especially in terms of fuel, because that's one area where Malawi is desperate and starving for a source of reasonably priced supply.
How much is, let's say, a liter of fuel in Malawi?
A liter of fuel in Malawi will cost you upwards of $1.60 a liter. And remember, we're talking about the sixth poorest country in the world with a per capita income of $160 per annum.
And how much is that in the Malawi kwacha?
It has just been increased to 580 kwacha per liter 2 days ago. This is coming on the heels of a currency devaluation of 50%, which took place 2 months ago. At the moment, inflation is running at about 60%, and 1.6 million people are facing starvation in Malawi this year. Of course, if you raise the price of fuel by 10%, the cost of your transport of essential goods goes up by 20%.
I have a report here out of Malawi. It's coming out of Blantyre, quoting the foreign minister, Ephraim Kiom, saying that during the visit, the two countries, Nigeria and Malawi, will sign treaties on trade and the economy, as well as exchange human resources.
And I would also suggest capacity building in agriculture. We have some of the most fertile soil in Africa. We have abundant water resources. And yet 1.6 million people are facing starvation this year. Something is seriously wrong. We've relied on rain-fed agriculture for too long. And maybe we are going to learn a thing or two from the Nigerian experience book.